Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and we're going to talk about two things today that, one, men should not be, and that's a simp, S-I-M-P. We'll get in the definition of that, and hopefully we'll understand why. And we're going to talk about massages, real massages, and why that's important to you guys, or could be, and some things to think about so you don't get in trouble with your wife. Before we get into today's topic, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have everything you need for trapping. They have stuff for snaring. They have predator calls, stuff for fishing, hunting, copper trap tags. Pretty much anything that you would want as an outdoorsman, that you're going to find on their website. More than that, they're going to send it out when they say they're going to send it out, which is usually the same day. They have very competitive prices. I know Alan, which is the owner of that, and he has a hard time doing what he needs to do in his business and raise his prices with what's going on in the world today. So it's good for you, not so good for him, but he's just such a nice guy, I can't bring himself to do it sometimes. That's Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They will take care of you. Now, I remember about a year ago, I started hearing this term simp. And I didn't know exactly what it was, but I could tell it was a negative. And it would always be in an insult form. You know, that guy's a simp. He's simping this girl or whatever. And eventually, I figured out what it was. And now when I look around, holy cow, most men that think they're men and act like simps wonder why they have such trouble getting a girl and keeping a girl. Because there's one thing in the law of nature between the male masculine and the female femininity is they will not, unless you've got a very broke female, they're not going to be with a simp. They may be on short term. They may think it's cute for a little bit, but then they're going to kick you away. Then you're going to be going, I'm such a nice guy. I did everything I could for her. I was always at her beck and call. I did everything she wanted to do when I didn't want to do it. I wore the clothes she wanted me to wear. I did this, 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 and this. And now she's out there running around with some biker dude with tattoos and a Harley, or a construction worker that calls her the B word, and you're going to be sitting around going, I just don't get it. Because women the sad part about guys that act this way, girls don't respect you, and real men don't respect you. The only respect you can find as a simp is from other simps. And you're not going to get very far in either way when you're like that. So here's some definitions. This is more of an Urban Dictionary definition of this. So if you had kids, plug their ears for a second. Because I think this one actually is more correct than the more Wikipedia style definition. It's a suck ass, idolizing, mediocre, we'll just say wussy, instead of using the P. Someone that idolizes mediocre wussy. It's a term for men who would do absolutely anything for a woman in hopes of getting sex or a relationship in return. I can tell you over the years, watching guys meet a girl, and they go down this road where they're wanting to text every 5 minutes, where they're wanting her opinion on everything, where they're wanting to dress the way that she wants to dress, they want to wear the hair the way that she wants him to wear the hair. He never contradicts her. He pampers her. He does all this. And what does she do? She sticks him in the friend zone. Now, he'll continue on, hopefully one day, through all of this basically self-humiliation he puts himself through, that he will have sex with this female one day. She'll have such a bad day, he'll be the knight in shining armor and get to have sex with her. But you're not going to have a relationship with her. And very rarely are you going to have sex with her. Because she doesn't respect you, man. She's not going to. I remember growing up, I used to always hear terms, you know, good guys finish last when it comes to women. And I used to think that was just someone that started saying that, that was hardened, had bad experiences, all this type stuff. And over the years, I figured out it's not good guys don't finish, or good guys finish last because they're good guys. They're overly good guys. And the women just flat out do not respect them. Now, when I hear this term, happy wife, happy life, I'll be honest with you guys, my hackles stand on end. Because that can be true, and that can be very false. That can be very abusive to the man. You go in debt for crap she just wants and willy-nilly. You spend a lot of money taking her on dates. You have a wife that just wants and wants and wants and wants without giving anything in return. It's a very abusive one-way street sometimes. I hear this term a lot. My wife likes watching these, you know, remake shows. These, you know, you find a house, it's no good. You put your $20,000 in there and you come out making $500,000 because you flipped it and all this type of stuff. And the guys, a lot of times, will be buying a house they can't afford with renovations they can't afford. And they sit there and they don't know what to do, but they break down and go, happy wife, happy life. Now, the wife's going to be happy because she gets the house she wants. But she's not going to respect that guy. Why? Because the guy has set no boundaries. And he's not going to stand up to those boundaries. And he's not going to let anybody cross those boundaries. Now, from a theoretical point of view, women would like to be able to do whatever they want. And I think they should, as long as it's not an abusive relationship with a man. And the same thing with a man. But see, a real man's not going to abuse his wife. But he's not going to let her run all over him either. Because that's the masculine part of a man that women are actually drawn to. I believe. I've talked to women about this. I've talked to different things about this. And, you know, you going out and hanging out with somebody is one thing, but actually being in a long-term relationship with someone that's weak, unless the female is just absolutely broken and a drama queen and has some type of needy daddy issues or some crazy stuff like that, it's not going to work out because she will not respect the man. I mean, I know it drives my wife crazy sometimes because we'll get out somewhere and she'll look at me and just shake her head. I can't believe you wore that. But you know what she doesn't ever? She may guide me sometimes, like if it's going to be a nicer party, to maybe like dress up. Like we had a Christmas party at the yacht club, our little boat club we have here on the lake where we raise money for children and help clean up the lake and stuff like that. So we had a Christmas party. I dressed up for that. I had on a collared shirt with my Eddie Bauer shorts that somewhat matched with flip-flops. That is me dressing up. She doesn't try to force me into being something I'm not because she realizes after 30 years of marriage, that ain't gonna happen. All it's gonna do is cause an argument. Now, sometimes I will dress up for her because I want to, not because she tells me to. Very big difference there. Because there's respect. My wife is a very strong individual. But when I say strong, let's not confuse that with a modern day boss bitch strong that's all fake and bluster and they don't really have any type of values, and they just want to be aggressive like a man, and they just want to be, sex with anybody they want at any time. And they're always up in people's faces, and they're always challenging. Basically, they're acting like a beta male, but they think that makes them a strong woman. And it does not. See, my wife is extremely strong, but she is not that way. She has boundaries. I respect those. I have boundaries. She respects those. That's how we get along for 30-something years. But I've been around her that's been around guys that would be the classic definition of a simp. And I can watch her demeanor go into gross phase. Just, ew! Because he's not masculine. I've seen this. I've seen this with other people. When you get around other people, because we travel a lot and stuff like that, it doesn't work very well. Now, the other definition, which is, I'm not sure is more correct, but it's a little more politically correct, is the act of attempting to impress a woman by doing things for her that you would not otherwise have interest in doing. We've all seen guys that just suck up to girls, like little puppy dogs, like little lab dogs that just, they're just so happy to be in the same area with somebody that they're just like rolling on the ground and rubbing up against them, their tails going everywhere and their tongue's hanging out. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Like I said, I think women find that kind of cute for maybe a day. Then it turns exhausting, and then it turns in revulsion. There's studies done with even lesbians. Lesbians. Don't even like guys. And they get upset when they get around masculine men because they physically get turned on, and it's very confusing. And they don't want to be turned on, so they get upset. The biological effects of around a female being around a masculine male is something a lesbian can't even get over. There's actually several studies on that. You should look some of those up on Google. It's quite fascinating to hear the responses from women that don't even like men. Now, I know the women are always going to say they want you to be honest and with all of your thoughts. If they only knew what that was, they would never say that again. Because I want you to think, you meet a pretty girl for the first time, and you walk up to her. If you were going to be completely honest, what would you say to her? You want to have sex? I bet your boobs look good. See, they don't want honesty, because that would be honest. They don't want honesty. They want you to talk about your feelings. Well, your feelings don't work like their feelings. Men can compartmentalize and women cannot. Everything in a woman when it comes to feelings is like a big bowl of spaghetti, and it's all collected. The car breaking today has something that was said in an argument 4 years ago, that was something she saw on TV, that's something her sister said, and all of those are somehow interconnected, and the guy sitting there is confused as hell. They want you to have this spaghetti type way of associating everything, and guys just don't. And when guys try to, it takes any chance of them ever being masculine in the eyes of that woman again, and throws it in the garbage. I think a lot of marriage problems are because men never have boundaries. They always give in to the wife. And the wife, over time, is very turned off by this. I'm not talking about being just a peckerhead. I'm not talking about being abusive. That is not what I'm talking about. You know, whatever the term toxic masculinity means to somebody, that's not what I'm referring to. See, real men will go, no, that's not a good idea, and here's why. And no, we're not doing that because of this. Or yes, we are doing that because this is the right thing to do, even though it may be painful in the short term. Women respect that. So do other men. So basically that means all people respect that, I guess. But you don't want to be a simp for your wife because she's not going to respect you. And if you're single, you don't want to be a simp for a woman because you think that you're showing her how much you care for her, and she's going to end up with somebody that doesn't show her that much attention because they're masculine. Now, I want to say something that I've actually done some research on, because I've heard this a few times now on social media, and it blew me away. I've wondered why people that after 40 to 50 years old that's had what seems to be a good marriage ends up getting divorced. And it could be because somebody cheated, because someone's a potential, you know, always lying to one another. They're hiding something. They've got some type of addiction. They can't handle money, so there's always struggle. There can be a lot of reasons. But what a lot of these studies are showing now is it depends on if your wife is on birth control or not. So I want you to follow this logic through with me a little bit, because I think men need to understand this. Because you're going to be in trouble one day in your marriage, and you're not going to understand why, because all of a sudden something's going to change, and it's going to get very hard to be in that household, and you're not going to understand why unless you understand this. When you're young and you get married and you're you know, maybe you don't want kids right away, or you want to have two kids and you don't want to have three kids, most women get on birth control at some point. What does birth control make them think? Their body thinks that they're pregnant. What do pregnant women actually become? Mothers. How are mothers? They're nurturing, they're caring. See what I'm saying? That's a hormonal release from the estrogen and the prolactins and all that stuff that's in those pills that changes them without them any know it. Because before they get on these pills, they're looking for more of the excitement masculine male. Then they get on the pill and they start acting like a mother, even if they don't have children, because their hormones are telling them that they're a mother. Biologically, this seems to be what happens. Now, you follow that down to your 45 or 50, and you get off birth control because that's not really an issue anymore, and all of a sudden the marriage starts having problems. And a lot of times the women don't understand why, and the guys don't understand why, and it causes a big rift. And a lot of times it ends in divorce, because the wife is not as nurturing, as motherly as she was when she was on hormones, because her body no longer thinks that she is a mother, and that's what her job is. So they get off birth control, and once those hormones get out of their body, they revert back to that 18-year-old girl that's looking for the more wild, exciting, masculine man. And if they've got a simp for a husband, they are going to be turned off at the highest degree. They don't want to be around the weak guy anymore. Now, when they were mothers on the pill, basically, and they're caring and nurturing, that's one thing. When they get off that birth control pill, they're no longer like that. And their body, looking at a weak guy, goes, ew, gross, get away from me. The guy hasn't changed over the last 20 years. I mean, at that point, you need to reinsert your masculinity, or you're probably not going to have a wife very long, or you're going to be miserable. There's some odd things that I think men should think about. Now, I know we talk a lot about fitness on here. What I'm getting ready to talk about is fitness, but in a very different way. The first time that I got a massage was a couple's massage with my wife in Thailand. And this was like 15 years ago. I didn't like the idea of a massage. I didn't understand what the massage was. We went to this place that had very good ratings in Bangkok. You go in there and she said on the trip we were going to do a massage, so I actually took a pair of underwear so I got to have something to have on. You get in there and they basically handed me and my wife this weird set of almost paper-like panties, things you're supposed to put on, that were not designed for a 340-pound guy. So that was very uncomfortable. Me and my wife were laughing our ass off because we both look ridiculous in these little bitty things. And we're naked except for that. We get on the tables, we put the sheet over ourselves, and we wait on these women to come in. And a Thai massage is not exactly a fun massage. Now let me rephrase that. It is not a fun massage. It is a functional massage. It's not to make you feel relaxed, because you won't be. It is not made for you to feel all warm and fuzzy, because you're going to be trying to crawl off the table to get away from this crazy person that is causing you so much pain. See, I'm making massages for you guys that's never done it sound really fun, I know. Now, if you want the other type of massage, they have sweetest massage. That's like they just kind of rub you down a little bit and stuff like that. I don't see a purpose in that. If I want to have a massage like that, I'll have my wife do it. But over the years, I've had, when we travel, we'll do massages. And then when I started lifting weights really hard, I would try to get a massage every month or so. And it was not easy to find somebody that, one, that was strong enough to give somebody my size with some muscle mass a really good massage. And I tried several different places. And there was Cindy actually had a guy come out to the house, which was a weird situation for me to be in. And he gave her a massage, then he gave me a massage, and I found out he used to be a competitive power lifter, and we're talking weightlifting and hot rods. And it had to be one of the most painful experiences I've ever been in, because he had no trouble with strength. And my wife can tell you, she could hear me hollering outside of the bedroom. And it was not hollering of the good type. And that was kind of traumatic to me, to be honest with you. That was probably the first what I would consider a sports massage. Now, why am I talking about massages? If you lift weights and you do physical stuff, say you don't even lift weights, you have a construction job. I don't mean a construction job where you're like working a crane, but I'm talking like when I was building swimming pools. You're moving heavy stuff around, you're in awkward positions, you're moving pool cleat around, you're troweling, you're doing concrete, you're moving gravel with shovels, all that type stuff. It's no different when you lift weights. You build up a tremendous amount of scar tissue inside of your muscles. A good massage therapist, which I'm going to cover in a second, a good, not a masseuse. You don't go, if you're looking for a real massage, you do not go to an Asian massage with a masseuse, because because you're not going to get a real massage. They're there for something else. And that could get you in serious trouble with your significant other. But a massage, licensed massage therapist, when they get a hold of you, they're going to hurt you. And I mean that in all seriousness. Their job is to hurt you. There will be pain, especially the first three or four times you do it. The reason for this is all of that scar tissue that you've built up over how long it's been since your last massage, or if you've never had a massage, they're actually breaking that scar tissue down with their elbows and their forearms and their fingers. And if you get a really good one, like I've got now in Knoxville, this little Chinese girl has got bars on the ceiling, and she uses her feet to get enough pressure to break up scar tissue. You will not imagine the difference after a couple of days, because you're going to be sore. You're going to pee like you're a racehorse, because all that stuff's trying to get out of your system that she turned loose. You're going to feel almost, even if you're not a skinny person, like a skinny person walking around, because stuff is working the way that God intended it to work. Everything is loose. It works in the way that it's supposed to work. Now, another thing about massage, a good massage, not a masseuse, but a massage therapist, is there is a euphoria when you get done with that, halfway because you survived and the pain has finally stopped, that I guess it's like someone that runs a marathon. You feel like you're on cloud nine for several hours because you survived the plane crash. The other thing it does is it helps with arthritis. That buildup of the calcium and everything that gets in everywhere, they're breaking that loose. Your body will get rid of that. Muscles that are very tight become very loose. It allows your posture to be correct. It causes blood flow to go into those areas that they're working on. I guess out of a self-defense mechanism, I'm not sure. Blood brings nutrients. Nutrients fixes problems. It lowers your blood pressure, because now your everything is allowed to flow the way it's supposed to, instead of fighting all these blockages. A really good massage, guys, is an amazing thing. If you go to a Thai place, let me give you a word of warning. And it's a real massage place. I know, as men, we've all seen videos over the years with Thai women. And they're all going, ouch, ouch, ouch. Well, that doesn't mean what you think it means in Thai. That means harder. So if you're in a Thai place with someone that doesn't speak very good English, the ladies I use are actually Chinese. So I don't have this particular thing to worry about. But if you say ouch to a Thai massage therapist, you're about to come off the table, because she's going to crank down harder. She doesn't realize that means softer. That means harder. If you're in a Thai place and you think that she's about to break something, you go bow, bow. She'll lighten up the pressure. So that's one thing if you go to a Thai place. A lot of the really good massage therapists that I've been to, the language barrier is a huge issue. Word of advice when you go to see a real massage therapist. Like, one of the issues I get a lot, because of a lot of the strongman type stuff I do, where I'm gripping stones and sandbags and pulling banded deadlifts, and I've got hand training stuff that I do. Below my elbow, about halfway down my forearm, gets knots. I'm talking knots, because my fingers are having to compensate for a lot of extra stuff that I'm doing. If I do a lot of back exercises, which brings in a lot of bicep, my biceps on the bottom where the elbow is, you will start getting tendonitis. A massage will definitely help you with that. Some people, depending on where they're at in their training, they may have a really sore lower back. They may have really sore and tight hamstrings, which are dangerous because you can snap them. They may have sore calves. You may have sore glutes, sore traps, rhomboids, chest, whatever it is. So when you go into a massage therapist, they're going to find stuff you didn't know that you had issues with. But before you start, do yourself a favor and tell them where you know you need help. And the reason I'm saying this is they all have a system that they do. And if you don't say anything, they're going to run through the system. Most of the time you're laying on your back first. They start with your traps. They work down to your spinal erectors and everywhere in between. Then they will go to your arms and your hands, which if you do a lot of hand work, you'll be amazed what happens with a good massage therapist gets a hold of your hands. And then they will start from your glutes down to your feet. And then you'll flip over and they'll do the top part of your arms and the chest, and then your quads and your top of your calves, stuff like that. So they have a system that they can do without thinking, because they do this 8 or 10 times a day, guys. But if you know you have problems, because I had the little Chinese girl, and the place I go to is called Moon Massage in Knoxville. If you're around Knoxville, look up Eureka. It's kind of like Eureka, but with an E, Eureka. But I warned you, you better bring your man pants when you go in there. And me and my wife, I got a couple massage for me and my wife. And then towards the end, I didn't realize how much time was going on. We did a couples massage for 90 minutes. I told her about my forearms, and she literally got on to me. I don't know everything she was saying, because she didn't speak very good English, but she was letting me know that if I've got a problem, that's where they start, not where they finish. Yes, ma'am. So the next time I went in there, I explained the forearms again, and I pointed to where the tendons go into my bicep, because that was the things that I was feeling more than anything else. She spent about 20 minutes just doing that. Now this, like I said, this is not a rubbing type thing. There's knuckles and elbows and knees and they're going to get on the table with you, but you know, if you've got a very jealous wife, you might want to explain that ahead of time. They're little people. So if they're going to get enough pressure, they got to get on the table with you. A good massage therapist, there's nothing sexual about it. Where I go now, they don't get within 10 inches of my little manhood down there. They don't play that game. That's not what they're there for. Doctors send people to the Chinese women over there. But you want to tell them, because if you've got something they need to work on, that gives them time to concentrate on those areas. Now, the interesting thing, and I knew this because of just understanding where stuff is connected in your body, but I didn't think about this on the massage, is when I told her about my bicep, she actually put my arm behind me, like bent my elbow where it's, my fist is laying, you know, like the top side of my head, but on the table. And she started at my chest with her elbow and went through my shoulder. I mean, digging down in there. And it sounded like I was giving birth to a garden gnome trying to breathe. And when I finally stopped her, I'm going, no, not my shoulder, my bicep. And that's where she pointed, to where the ligament starts at the shoulder to go through the bicep to get down to the forearm. So she's got to start at the insertion point and go down. That's when you know you've got a real massage therapist. The average cost of a good massage therapist, if you've never been to one, is probably going to be somewhere around $80 to $100 for an hour, $110 to $120 for 90 minutes. Let me explain how it works at a massage place. There's an owner there, and it could be the person that's working on you, but most of the time it's not. They call that the house. So it's kind of like the casinos, the house. So the management, the ones that buy the building or rent the building, pay the utilities, do all the washing of the sheets and the towels and buy the hot stones and all that type stuff. It's the managerial part. The way most places work, the house gets a majority of the money. So if you're paying $100, the girl's probably only getting 20 of that. So if you're a decent person, you need to tip probably $40 on top of that. That means she's going to make $60 an hour. And once you go to one of these places and you see how hard she actually has to work, I don't know how they do 10 a day. I would be exhausted giving a massage if I knew how to give a massage like that over an hour. It'd be like a full-scale workout. So don't be a cheap butt and go in there and think you're going to walk out with, if it's $100, you're going to walk out with $100. You need to pay the massage therapist a tip, and it's usually 20 to 30%. If she does a really good job and this is something that you're going to want to do, pay her more. The benefits you're going to get out of that, once you get away from there and you come off of your high of think you survived the plane crash, and what you're going to feel like over the next couple of weeks, you're going to realize that extra $20 you gave her was nothing compared to what she did for you. Nothing. Now, I've talked to friends. Like when me and Alan from Funky Trap Tags and Supplies, we go to Mexico. His wife, me, and my wife, we all go get massages, and he's not into it because it creeps him out because someone is touching him. And he's petrified that a guy is going to give him a massage. The way I look at massages now, I would rather have a girl because I'm a guy, but I'm not going to freak out if a guy does it. Because there's nothing sensual or erotic about getting a real massage. And as hard as they're working, they're not thinking about that either. It's like going to a doctor. Or a physical therapist is probably a better example. But if you're looking for somewhere to go to massage, and if you are a construction worker, you do something like that, or you're serious into weight training or fitness, what you want to do is get on Google and just do massage therapy or massage spa near me. And look at the reviews. Actually read the reviews. The ones that have low reviews are normally going to not be licensed massage therapists. They're going to be masseuses that's there to just rub people down and probably have extras. You're a grown man. You just make that decision yourself. But you're not going to get what you want to get out of the massage if you're going to somewhere like that. That's not their function. When I was going through the Google research, what got me to really want to go try Moon Massage is several people in there said their doctors recommended them for this after soldier surgery. They had hip problems. They had, torn ligaments that's coming back in place and stuff like that. Doctors were actually sending patients to the Chinese women at Moon Massage. So I went in there, I tried it. The first, what you can ask my wife, when we did the couples massage, this little child, Erika, it's the girl, when she started on my forearms, my breathing was kind of like when I see people doing the things with the pregnant women giving birth. I think I bit my own arm two or three times so I didn't scream. And this little girl looked over at me, girl, she's probably mid-30s. She looked over at me, my wife's not 3 foot away, and she goes, "Do you need tissue? Are you gonna cry?" Now my wife thought that was hilarious. And I have to admit, the military dark humor side of me, I was like, this is my girl right here. This is the one, I don't want someone to baby me when I come in here. And she wasn't going to. But spend a few minutes, if you've never been been to a real massage therapist, and just Google the different positives are, or negatives if you want to, of getting a deep tissue massage. It will blow you away. There's a reason this has been around for thousands of years. And I'm not talking about the happy ending places. I'm talking about really serious deep tissue massage. Most strong men and bodybuilders get two or three a week so they can function because they're tearing so much of their muscle all the time. They're building up so much scar tissue. I don't do that. I do it every couple of weeks because, depending on how much money you make, after you do $110 for 90 minutes and you're going to throw a $50 tip, you're at $160. You do that twice. That's a serious payment that you got to budget for. But when you look up the benefits of this, it's really cool. Now I'm going to finish with this, guys. If you're looking for something to do with your wife on her birthday or anniversary and you're just completely vapor locking because you don't know what to do, I was just talking with a friend of mine who was coming up to his anniversary. He could not figure out what to do. He wanted to do something special, which is awesome. He couldn't think of anything. Take your wife, do some research. You don't go to a shady place. Do some research and get a couples massage with your wife or your girlfriend or your partner or whatever it is. It's actually really cool because the whole thing, getting undressed in a strange place and laying on a table, is just awkward. And it's funny with someone that you've got a good relationship with. And you can talk back and forth while you're giving it. And you actually end up cutting up way more than you think you will. And if you're in a good mood, the massage therapist is in a good mood, and they kind of cut up with you. It's a good experience. Now, saying that, do not throw your wife into a deep tissue massage for the first time because she's going to think that you just sent her there to be tortured. If you need a deep tissue massage, you yourself, go ahead and get one. Ask for her for a sweetest massage with medium pressure. She's going to feel pampered. If they have hot stones, which are exactly what it says, it's hot rocks that they massage you with. Cindy loves the hot stones. You're going to be greased up like a pig. She's going to rub her down all over the place, but she's not going to hurt her. It's going to feel special. Take her out to a nice restaurant. You're off the hook of trying to come up with something to do on her birthday or anniversary or Valentine's or whatever it is. That's a neat, easy, reasonably cheap thing to do than running out and getting her a present that she probably didn't want anyway. So, the massage. Do I think it is a manly thing to do? A real one is. Because, for one, you're going to be highly uncomfortable. And it's going to allow you to function in life a whole lot better. Plus, it lowers your blood pressure. Plus, it helps with stress. Plus, it helps with dopamine release. Plus, it helps with endorphins. It helps with arthritis. There's just so many things that a good massage will give you. And you can take your wife and have a good time. So if you never had one, I would at least experience it once and remember the enjoyment of this doesn't come during the process, because it won't. The enjoyment of this comes the way you feel after the process, because you're basically getting physical therapy. So if you want to, go try one. And if you don't. But if you're starting to get really stiff, guys, and if you're doing a lot of manual stuff, and your hands are always aching, and your forearms are always aching, and your back's always aching, and stuff is tight, and you're walking around like you're 85 years old, two or three massages over a month or two will change that. Most of the time. Unless you've got like a real injury. So don't be afraid of it. Just go out and suffer through it, and it'll be worth it in the end. And I will talk to y'all next week.